This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Oh, all right.
She's not anymore.
That's our boy, Chris Fowler.
Yeah. Do you that?
Did you not do the research?
Wait.
I've never been more ashamed of myself.
In a calm voice, he like belittled you.
Yeah.
Did you not?
I don't know if you could look that up real quick, Dan. In our system, we have Fowler just reprimanding me, but I asked, what did we have? We did Alabama
Miami
bet.
Right.
And he goes, and for some reason, I happen to think that week one versus Alabama, great spot for the Canes. And apparently he goes, no, dumb.
Yeah.
Did you not do the research?
They usually cover, by the way. I hate to tell you that. Oh, you know, you probably have done your research.
I did not.
No, he didn't.
You did not do the research?
I don't.
Brandon, you didn't do your research. No. They always cover. They always,
No, Chris, I don't do research when it comes to the Canes. I put on the turnover chain and I walk around with swag and I throw up the U and I say that Leroy is a hater. That's what I always do. Samesies, by the way. I haven't learned anything. Cam Ward is taking us over the top this year, baby.
Hey, it was Tobin just like...
I was stunned.
He was like, what?
You ever just walk into a punch you never saw coming?
Dude, I'm telling you what. My new thing on Instagram, right, is watching bullies get their ass kicked.
Bullies.
Yeah, they're going
like bullies
messing,
who go to
they're
like
going messing and picking with these kids and over and pushing them and pushing them and then thump.
Man, that's great. What did you do? Just hashtag bully beatdown? Like what did you?
No, I just scroll through and it comes up.
Did you ever see when Deontay Wilder did that to a troll?
No,
yeah.
Knocked him out.
He invited a troll to his gym. This was years ago, before I think he was even having a champion. A guy had like just been messing with him on social media. He goes, "Come to the gym. We'll have it out." Killed him. Not literally killed him, but
right,
you know what I mean.
Did the guy shut up after that?
I assume so. I don't know what happened to his account. I'm not positive. I'm not positive what happened there. We'll get to our headlines here, brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
For those who did not see the hoops last night, you had Team USA. They took out Canada 86-72. Bam out of bio.
No scoring in these things.
No.
Like college.
It was a really it was not a fluid game.
It's like college, right?
Yeah.
Like college scoring. Even in summer league. Summer league is woo.
I'll tell you what though, man. There was this one play, LeBron got the alley oop from Steph. And it's still like, I mean, I can't believe what he's doing at his age. It's crazy. It really is nuts.
It's like both teams are going, he could still do that, huh?
It's wild.
Look, see, they practice with each other.
So this is warm-ups right now with Wimbledon?
They do serves, and then they hit the ball back and forth.
Barbara Krejcikova.
Krejcikova.
Well, she is getting ready for, I think, somebody versus somebody from Kazakhstan. I don't remember who the, I don't remember. Her name escapes
that,
me.
What is that flag?
That's Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Czech Republic. That is the home of Jiří Procházka, of course, who just lost to Alex Bejeda in the light heavyweight championship. He got knocked out twice. End of the first and then start of the second.
Jeez.
Corner
so it was a continuation?
His corner shouldn't have had him go out there.
Yeah, right. He probably wasn't clear going into that second round.
He shouldn't have gone back out there. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? The
They practice hitting balls at each other.
That is weird.
Yeah, it's the only sport where you do that.
I didn't even know they did this.
And watch, the girl's going to fake like she's going to get it.
You know what the thing is like, I'm not a huge tennis person.
Me neither.
The last tennis match I watched was Coco Gauff when she won. But I've never seen like the intro. It looked like wrestling. Like they were following her from the locker room.
It took them 15 minutes to get from locker room to the court.
I'm waiting for Bruce Buffer to come out there.
Then they hit like a couple of backhands, a couple of forehands. And then they flip a coin to see who goes first. And what have you.
The Miami Heat, they went on a 12-0 run. They beat the Lakers 80-76. We also learned yesterday, Jaime Jaquez Jr. is going to join the Miami Heat for summer league play.
I will fight everybody.
Leroy is furious about that. And we also got news, a couple of other NBA notes, Leroy. The NBA agreed to an 11-year, $76 billion. The NBA.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. 76
11-year, $76 billion broadcast deal with ESPN, NBC, and Amazon Prime. So there you go. And then Jontay Porter has pled guilty to his public gambling scandal.
Think about that. So basically, if you split that up amongst the teams and the players, everybody's going to get $1 billion a year.
Yeah, and they were saying, I think someone's going to, like, we're going to hit like 80, 90 per year for some of these players. Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy. Good for them, but that's insane.
But here, if I can put it in perspective, because everybody's talking about these players make too much. Sounds like a lot, but you make a percentage of what your owner makes.
Yeah, they get 51%.
If they need you to make the billions and billions of dollars, then you can charge the hundreds of millions.
Right.
Right? If they were only making $10 million a year, then you'd be playing for $100,000. Like, so that's kind of how that works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for people to say, oh, these athletes don't. So what would you suggest? The owners keep it, but without the product, they don't make that money. And that's kind of how these things play out. It's the same thing in football. Like, nobody ever thought.
When I
was playing, the salary cap was less than $100 million.
I don't have a problem with the players making a ton of money. The thing that I don't understand is I don't understand why we've started putting handcuffs on these teams. And, like, there's aprons and untradeables, right. And you make these. I don't understand why this is good. Because, and I'll tell you one thing that has been weird, and this isn't just a Heat thing, although I know how you're going to lead that to me thinking it's a Heat thing. But I don't understand why, if a team is good at drafting, why they're going to be handcuffed by having to pay all the guys that they bring into the league, and then to the point where they can't really make improvements. So, like, you could draft good, but maybe you don't draft a lead, and one guy wants to come to you. And I think part of what made the NBA fun and what kind of revitalized it was player movement and guys getting to go to different teams. And now it feels like they're really hindering that, and I don't love it.
Here's what I would say. And I believe this in all sports. You should not be penalized for drafting and developing a player at no point in time. If you draft a guy or you bring a guy in and you ride him out for 2-3 years in the G League or what have you, without him getting picked up, when it's time for him to get his come up, that team should not be penalized for signing that guy. That means that if you draft a guy and you bring him in, I'm talking about like these guys in the second round or the guys in the late first round. We're not talking about the lottery picks. The lottery pick guys gonna always play the salary game, right? But I'm talking about those guys you pick at the end of the first round, the second rounders, the two-way guys or whatever. If you have them for a certain amount of time, you should not be penalized salary cap-wise for signing them to extensions. You shouldn't. Because I'm tired of the Miami Heat developing players for the rest of the league because they can't do their job.
Right.
And so There needs to be some kind of reward.
Or even, like, it's such a stupid thing. Like, okay, let's say the Miami Heat did want to keep Caleb Martin, right? He's got to do it. Do you know how stupid it is that Caleb Martin can only sign an extension with the Miami Heat and not test free agency? So you can only be in this position to make $60 million up to this date and hope nobody else. Why can't he come back and say, hey, can I get that original deal? You know how dumb that is?
Right.
Like, why?
Because he opted out.
Right.
Like, so the same money counts. Because.
But isn't that dumb?
Why. No, here's why. Because the way that was set up. And this has nothing to do with salary cap. It does, but it doesn't. The reason why they would be able to do that is because he would opt in and that money wouldn't kick in until next year.
No, I understand. But like the fact that he's penalized
right.
just by right. not being able to test the market.
Right.
And the team, like, that sucks.
Right.
Like, and I don't know, and I don't really know who that benefits. Who's benefiting by that? I guess the Sixers, that's it.
The Sixers, right.
That's it.
Now they get a player who's going to make $65 million for $32
million. Right. I don't know. They write this and they say, in the short term, the deals will certainly mean that the league's salary cap will rise 10% annually, the maximum allowed by the terms of the most recent collective bargaining agreement between the players and the NBA. That means players such as OKC, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Luka Doncic could be making around $80 million in the 2030-31 season. That raises at least some possibility that top players might be earning somewhere near $100 million per season by the mid-2030s.
Yep, I can see it.
And they're also saying that this is also going to employ with expansion, too, because we're going to get two new teams, likely Vegas and Seattle.
Right.
Which means the Timberwolves are coming over to the East, probably.
Yeah?
I would think so.
Look, you're already skingman.
Yeah, and bam.
With Memphis and Timberwolves?
What's crazy. I think we can handle the injury bug with these rookies adding to our depth. Are you out of your bleeping mind? Right? If that's the case, then why would you send your healthy player to play summer league?
I don't understand why he is. There's got to be something to it, though. They got a plan. I don't know what that plan is, but they got a plan. Or he's just a hoops junkie.
Yeah, the guess would be that he's...
Why?
Because he's stupid.
It's not stupid.
He's a hoops junkie.
I'm sure he'll talk tomorrow after the game, so we'll find out. Why are you getting exhausted about
this? Because you think he's not going to say the company line?
I don't know.
Like, you think he's going to say, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't want to be here.
I played
a lot of basketball last year, but they asked me to come.
Will you be mad if he says it's because I'm a hoops junkie?
I would never speak to him again. We would do an interview, and I would just sit there.
Really?
I would just sit
You'd
there.
Ban Jaime Jaquez?
Yes, I won't talk to him. No. No.
What if I ask him the question tomorrow on Zoom, and I say, Jaime, did you play in summer league based on some plan, or are you just a hoops junkie?
Dude.
I can ask that.
No.
Why not? It's a little interview question, baby.
Why do I have to be your bit every day? Why? Dude.
We'll get to those BAM comments coming up next. Oh, hello, Jennifer!
Hello, Jennifer!
That's okay. Hit me with your best shot.
That's what we did yesterday.
Hello.
That's what we did yesterday with that spider picture.
You know what? I tried to forget about
this?
That. It took a long time.
Pat Benatar.
Oh, okay. Beat me too. I was going to say Heart, but I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
My bad.
Like, why, I can't art. Know more intangibles in music art. Than you.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It's also an age thing, right?
Yeah, because...
How many times do you hear that in a stadium?
Yeah, I've heard it a couple times. But here's the thing. See, here's the difference between when I was a kid and when you guys were growing up. We had one top 40. And there were no genre separations or whatever. So when you listen to Casey Kasem's Top 40, you listen to music in every genre. And so I used to listen to it on Sunday mornings.
Ah.
So that's how I became familiar with all music. Now, there's 17 number ones because everybody's number one in their, you know, in their field, in their, you know. And so that kind of sucks because if you're only into one type of music, you don't get to hear other music. And now it's getting confusing because I personally can't tell if something's pop or country anymore.
There's definitely been as much of an over blending of that than I've seen recently.
And that's that kind of collabs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, by the way, can I just say,
Lil Nas X, was that a country song?
That was a country song.
Really?
Old Town Road?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, but it's in pop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It got so popular, it went to pop. Can I just tell you who I'm sick of, though, because he kind of crossed over in the country? It's Post Malone. It's enough of him.
He's an artist.
Wow, why?
Can I just tell you?
You know,
he might be one of the most. He might be one of the most talented artists out there.
Can I ask something about Post Malone?
He does everything.
Can I ask you
something? He's so talented. Let him explore.
Is he exploring genres or is he a Remora fish? Like, is he hopping on the biggest country artist there is right now?
He's having fun. Okay.
He does a lot of collabs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, is he?
Yeah, but he has his own music. His own music was big before he started doing all these collabs.
I understand, but like, you come over to country with your face.
Can I also say this?
You first of all, we already have Face Tech guy. All right, it's Jelly Roll. That's it.
But he was Face Tech guy before Jelly Roll.
No, but Jelly Roll is the country Face Tech guy.
But here's the other thing you don't realize:
what?
A lot of times, guys like Post Malone are producers, and so they're producing.
Oh, I know
these
what he's producing
when he do the collabs.
He's producing crap. Hate that song. My head's from hell. Bam,
booty, hooty, hot of moonshine. What about Fortnite with Taylor Swift?
What?
And in a Fortnite.
She's not really country anymore, though. I don't really consider that. So if that's a song that is out there, I haven't heard it.
Yes, you have.
No,
You've heard it. You didn't realize it was
there. Please stop.
I haven't.
She sounds like Billie Eilish in the song.
Yes.
Oh, did she? Oh, this is her Tortured Poets
It is.
J-Fix said that was a
terrible
album.
It's her first single off that album.
Oh, well, you said that album sucks, so like I haven't listened to it.
Hey, I never said that, Jelly Roll. Stop putting words in my mouth.
Hmm?
Jelly Roll was a rapper first.
Okay, so was Post Malone, but then one guy got to a turf, he blew up, became the biggest, one of the biggest things in country music, and Post Malone says, oh, I want some of that because my
rap
career.
He's one of the biggest artists, though.
Who?
Well, look, what about Nelly also? He's done that, too.
Not anymore.
Not anymore?
Washed.
Oh, my God.
Telling you.
Nelly did it once. That's right.
Oh, Nelly's great.
Nelly loves being at Tortuga.
Nelly has a top line dance song with Florida Georgia Line. Boy. What?
Let people cross over, Tobin.
Why are you?
I'll let you cross over if you're good. If you're like Beyonce and you have a number one hit. But like, it's very clear.
Wait,
what?
The only reason why Beyonce has a number one hit is because she's Beyonce.
That's not true. It's a good song. It's a good song. All right. It's a great
song. The only reason why it's number one is because Beyonce.
But the only reason Post Malone's song is successful is because he's with Morgan Wallen. That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
Remora Fish. Should have just given the song to Morgan Wallen.
Don't you want the top stars from each genre to do collabs together?
It depends. You know, it sounds like a good idea, but sometimes it turns out to be Kevin Durant, Kyrie, and James Harden. It doesn't work.
You made Leroy squeal.
It's a good analogy.
Thank you.
What is wrong with you?
Do I get to these comments from Bam?
Sure.
All right, so this was interesting. So Bam.
Is he good enough to make these comments?
Is Bam good enough to make these comments?
Yeah.
Of course.
Hmm.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, well, not according to last interview you had with him.
What do you mean?
When he asked if he was good enough.
Send me some merch, dude. Like, he wants me to have more Bam representation on the set. Send me some stuff. So don't be ridiculous. And
you're
by the
good.
Way,
you're good.
Yeah, he's good. Now do you win?
You're good.
He knows that.
Well, I got a bone to pick with D-Wade. I'm still waiting on my wine.
Who, D-Wade?
Yeah.
You didn't miss much.
I could imagine telling D, I got something for you tonight. We're going to open up this D-Wade.
Well, I'm not a rosé fan. Maybe it was just rosé. I don't know.
Wait.
Rosé is a hit or miss. I agree.
So what do you drink? Red or?
Yeah, I'm a red guy.
Right. Because you like meat.
Yeah.
Right. I don't like wine.
Anyway.
That's not for me. Because you know why? It's not even the wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people that drink the damn wine. Do you taste the... I'm like, shut up.
You know, a fan of sommeliers? You know who I feel like that?
Who?
Post Malone when he's trying to get into country music.
Stop it. Okay, go. I want to hear it's I like want to hear
enough
band.
Of this already with him. And then who else? He's got another new song out there. I think he got on there with a
with
Luke
Taylor
Bryan.
Swift.
No, not Taylor Swift. No, he's like doing the country thing right now.
Well, she really does. She just sound like Billie Eilish.
Hold on. This is Post Malone.
I thought you didn't know the song.
But I guess what? You know what? Billie Eilish's new album, she picked it up a little bit.
Did she?
She picked up
Did
the pace
she?
A little bit, yeah.
She Wait, there's song. A new album?
Yeah, she'll eat you for lunch. That's her new song.
Hmm.
She looks
could
like
eat
it.
That girl for lunch.
Oh, he does a song with Blake Shelton.
Yeah, was that not okay?
I don't really know it.
How you know they're not hunting him down?
Nah, no way. Blake Shelton, he doesn't need to do that. I'm not the biggest Blake Shelton fan in the world.
Is he still married to
Gwen
Stefani?
Like Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, he left Miranda Lambert high and dry.
Yeah, they live on a farm in Oklahoma.
There's different rumors about that relationship. Oh. Let's not go ahead and point fingers.
Yeah, Gavin Rosdale cut some shrapnel in that one. She's like, well, Gavin cheated on me. It's like, well, wait, Gavin's like, you left me.
Well, I also met with the whole Miranda Lambert situation.
Are you blaming the queen of country music?
I am not pointing fingers,
like
but
are.
There has been rumors that have surfaced. Okay, can
nah,
I hear
I could tell it was Blake Shelton. He's a dummy.
How is he a dummy?
Just look at him.
He's doing okay, though.
He's great.
Yeah, he's doing all right. I mean, he's got that Old Red restaurant.
Old Red?
Yeah. We always got a song about Old Red. It's basically about a dog that chased prisoners.
It's true. That is true.
Really?
Yeah.
You can just write about anything, huh?
Yeah, you really can, dude.
Right.
Anyway, I don't have time to get to the BAM comments.
Couldn't find them?
No, I have them in front of me, but gotta get to break, you know. We've been discussing Post Malone.
No, that's your fault. You literally called him washed.
I don't think it is my fault. You were talking about Casey Keenum and all that stuff, and you know,
Casey Keenum.
Yeah, Case Keenum, Casey quarterback. Casey Keenum,
perennial backup quarterback.
I'm Case Keenum, and top 40 songs and top 40 he's, quarterbacks.
Is he still a quarterback? Like, he's Keenum, been a quarterback for 37 years, dude. They're like, they're down to their third quarterback. Who's starting? Case Keenum. It's every year.
Where's Case Keenum? Says he's on the Texans.
Man, he's still playing!
He's still doing it.
How long is this? 15?
Case Keenum's first season, 2012.
No, I'm sorry, that's only 12 years.
We're getting there. Oh, he's back where it started in Houston.
Wow. Dude, I'm telling you.
Apparently he's like Houston Texans' Brian Hoyer, because he's been on the Texans a lot.
Okay. Old Red is a song Eric Reed wrote about Blake Griffin. What are we doing?
All right, take a break. I'll get to these pimples. I swear to God. You all right, man?
Yeah.
Getting a little tired from those empanadas?
Oh.
All right. The Bam
Autobahn. I'm shocked I haven't seen you this week.
I know. I've been trying to go in, but.
Trains.
They're right in front of my house right now.
All right, the Bam Adebayo stuff. So here it was. He was talking to some reporters at the Olympics, right? Mm-hmm. After his media session, apparently he was talking to a small group of writers, according to Vince Goodwill of Yahoo Sports, NBA reporter. And it says in the article, Bam Adebayo has been one of the most affable stars in the NBA, always accommodating. But even he can have his rightful moments of frustration. He's made the all-defensive team every year since the 2019-20 season, but has not won the top award, finishing third this past year behind Rudy Gobert and Victor Wembanyama. Antennas were raised when he shrugged off the possibility of going against the French duo in the Olympics, so he spoke about it after his media session to a small group of writers in Las Vegas. Quote, All I have to do is average 20-10-5, he said to Yahoo Sports recently, muttering down the hallway of the Las Vegas Bellagio Hotel. And then he says, that's one thing that irks me. It's not my fault that I'm versatile. I've been top five in defensive player of the year vote in the last 5 years, and there's been guys y'all are giving it to over me. Because the CBA stipulates individual awards can escalate contract values, Adebayo won it one of these years, he would have been eligible for a greater contract extension than the three-year $166 million that he agreed to recently. If he had waited, he could have done a four-year deal, it would have netted over $100 million more. But you get the feeling it's less about the money and more about the recognition. He said, quote, a point guard got it over me, a center got it over me, and a power forward got it over me. The goalpost moved for me. In certain degrees, it's me and a lot of undrafted dudes, and we still have a top five defense. All these other guys have all NBA dudes around them, and some of it is they really don't care about us, and that's fine. I think they should pay more attention to consistency because being top five defensive player of the year, I think I have the longest streak of all defensive teams, so the goalposts move for me.
Yes. Fair point.
Yep.
He's right. Give your receipts.
He's right.
He is a receipt keeper.
I think the thing, sure. When they gave it to what's the name from the Celtics, that really pissed him off. Yeah,
that really pissed him off. And he didn't make first team that year either.
Right,
that really pissed him off too. That really pissed him off. He says, of those players, Vince Google writes, he's the only one with the offensive responsibility and is the hub for the offense. U.S. Olympic assistant coach Eric Spoelstra was amused when this was brought up. "Quote: We're still talking about that. Good." He said somewhat sarcastically, it's all how you view it. There's a lot of factors that go into it. It's all about having a great defensive team. It's about anchoring a great defense and making players around you better defensively and having extraordinary defensive talent. He checks all those boxes, but that argument, we're past it now.
Yeah.
Well, not the Bam's not.
I mean, what do you want him to, like, listen.
Yeah, I would like for once, can Eric Spoelstra come out and call the rest of them bums too?
Nah, Eric can't go.
I would like that. I would like that if he did.
Yeah, sure.
I would like that.
You know what? It's one of those things where you say, we got you, Bam. You know what I'm saying?
But I think it is interesting. Like, people, like, I don't think there's anybody in the league that probably trusts media voters less than Bam Adebayo.
Right.
Like, so when people are wondering, well, is he going to punt on the extension? Is he going to go into next year? There's no way he's going to do that. You know? Put your $200+ million contract in the bank, because, you know, what if the worst happens? You know, but it is a frustrating thing because it does feel like the rules always change for him, and then I think also, like, you just get these narratives behind guys, and it's crazy. It's crazy that he just doesn't get that that respect. I don't know if the Olympics will help with that going into next year because he's letting all these guys know.
No, because it's not the players who vote for it. It's the media.
No, it's not the players who vote for it. But
it's the media.
At least
and that's
the media's
all. And,
there.
And so, like, understand what you're trusting to people, right? You're trusting to some of the moodiest, emotion ridden people where if you do an interview when they ask you, that means you'll get their vote. It's politics, right? They can't, you know, they want the players to do their job because it's part of the deal. Yet, if they don't like somebody, they can't just do their job. So, when it comes to, like, what Bam is going through, that's all sports. If a writer doesn't like you, he's never going to say anything nice about you. Even if you
who
win the MVP.
Who like this guy, though?
Huh?
He's so chummy. What's not to love?
But it's I think it has more to do with, what if you want to get a job in a big market? What if you want to be liked in Boston? What if you want, you see what I'm saying? Like, I get so annoyed at the fact that people turn on the TV every day and say, I don't care what's going on in your life, just do your job. And I have to go and answer questions to a person that you have to treat really nice and be kind to, otherwise they'll write bad things about you because they can't be that. And you know it. You know, when people don't like a player, you can usually go back into their history and see they had an interaction where he wouldn't answer questions. And it all starts from there.
He is right, though. The Marcus Smart.
The bar keeps moving.
The Marcus Smart one is really annoying.
Yes, of course. Of course. Because...
because like that year...
he guarded more guys, more different guys than Marcus Smart.
Well, I think the other thing that annoyed me about that year is, you know, I get it. Guys who are on the best teams, the Heat haven't had the best regular season record the last couple of years. So I get that that goes into award voting. That's fine.
Yeah, that year, Wembanyama had a terrible season.
That's true. Well, yeah, their team stinks.
Right.
But that year, the Heat were the one seed. And the only knock that you could have against him that year was missing games because he had a fluke thumb injury. So he missed part of the first half of the season. But the Celtics sucked the first half of that season.
Yep.
They were terrible. And didn't matter by the end of it. Oh, this is the greatest. This is the greatest defense I've ever seen. Give it to Smart. I want to know what's going to happen with this Jaylen Brown thing. It feels like this guy's really pissed about this, by the way.
Yeah.
Why are there any updates on his Twitter?
Why wouldn't he be? He does the same exact things as Derek White, except better.
He posted, JFig, this is what he posted. He goes, he posted to Nike. He goes, so this is what we're going to do. So he's implying this is a Nike conspiracy as to why he's not picked. And then Stephen A. Smith, who they've been having a back and forth about why people, you know, Stephen A. Smith can get into his beefs. I think what was it was like he said something about, oh, he's not marketable or things like that. And then he ats Jaylen Brown yesterday and he says, do y'all believe me now? Jaylen Brown, do I need to reveal my sources now? Is it not obvious? How in the hell is a $300 million man now a champion and a finals MVP, clearly a top two-way player on the Celtics and the top 15 player in the world, not chosen for Team USA? Because his teammate, not named Tatum, is selected before him. Come on, y'all. And Jaylen Brown has responded to this saying, I don't care who your resources are.
I'm not afraid of you and your resources.
I'm not afraid of you and your resources. Yeah. You think that's a Stephen A. Smith comes off vacation for that? Or you think he just waits till he's back?
He's going to keep going.
He's just going to keep going.
He's going to keep going.
He's not going to wait.
But the thing is that, like, and if I take that same thing right there, right? So Stephen A. is saying that he's not marketable. That's why he's not on the team, correct?
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
Then why isn't Caitlin Clark?
Then why isn't Caitlin Clark on Team USA? Yeah, I don't know.
See what I'm saying? Like, this is what I mean about you can.
But
you
there
can
is something. There has
you can
to
move it wherever you want.
There's got to be something that makes.
It's got to be something, but I'm just saying that you can move this however you want to make your point, and it sucks. Like, there is no reason in the world that a guy who just got a $300 million contract that was the finals MVP that does the same exact things as Two Chipped, right?
Don't call him that.
What?
You called him Tooth Chipped.
I could call him LM.
What?
LM.
What's that?
Lawnmower Mouth. Or like that movie?
What?
Blended.
I don't know
like
what
that mountain.
You know what?
Edge.
You know who? You know what? Nobody is happier about this than Chris Middleton because you've gotten off of him and now you have a new favorite.
He was Predator, but Chris Middleton's Predator. He say. Why are your mouth so small, but you have 700 teeth in your mouth? He does. Chris Middleton. If he lost 3 teeth, he would still have plenty to
show. Do you think the one thing that's interesting in those comments from ma'am, I wonder if...
I have a problem. I have a problem with people saying he's not marketable. This has nothing to do about being marketable. You know what? They have rules in golf, right? Here's what you need to do to make the golf team. We don't get voted on. You either make it or you don't. Mm. End of discussion.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Bam...
Middleton is big teeth.
Here we go.
Oh, mini teeth.
Once you get Leroy on this role, he's not going to stop. Let me ask you this. Do you think that the Bam...
Hey, how hard would you think it would be for them to open up if I had a beer? Could have just said, go ahead and get me, big fella.
I feel like it would be hard because I feel like the teeth security is not great.
Oh, but he could open up a can, right? Because those have the little ragged edges on the bottom. I don't want to spit all up in my vegetables, though, you know, if I get.
Can I ask you something about this quote with Bam?
Sure.
Should I read into at all him saying that it's me and a lot of undrafted dudes?
He did. Why are we sitting here concentrating on what he said about not winning the defensive play? There's some folks that got caught with some strays, right?
I'm just wondering. I mean, it is facts.
No, at times he's out there.
Of course,
right?
Okay. But do you think do you think that's a frustration with Heat roster construction, or do you think I don't think it's a shot at his teammates? I think he likes his teammates.
Right.
Obviously, he likes, you know.
But that's a reality.
Hey, what happens?
But
that is.
That's a fact.
Do you think that's kind of like a little
at the
organization?
No, he just signed an extension.
No, I'm not saying he's frustrated, but like just when you have that clout of the organization, you're like, hey, it's me and a bunch of undrafted dudes.
Is it here?
Now listen, I love these undrafted dudes.
Is it okay?
Keyshawn Johnson, star.
Is it okay to make your point and base those facts on making that point and not necessarily meaning any of the other stuff?
Hmm.
I think he was just making that point for that conversation.
But not taking shots at anybody?
No.
Dan, do you think there's a little something?
Nah. He's just trying to make his case. You know, you present your case the way you like to present it. I don't think he's taking a shot at Spo and Pat Riley. But I did find that odd. It did perk my ears up.
It perked your ears up a little bit. A little something. Jay Fig?
It sounded odd, right?
What? Were you not listening? You were
2 seconds ago? No, I was not.
Do you think that there's something? Do I read into anything when Bam says the goalposts are moved from?
You know
me
what
I'm
going to say?
What?
Don't read into it.
Hmm?
Because you read into a lot of things.
You read into everything.
And then it spirals. And then people come blaming us for the things that
I don't think anybody's blaming us. It's me and a lot of undrafted dudes.
Ooh. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Hmm?
Steven said, I want to see Leroy first and second team all teeth.
Please don't do that. I picture this tomorrow, like we play the John Tesh. And then all of a sudden we're getting your top five.
And forward!
Okay.
Comes in with 35 teeth.
Mouth like a caveman.
Nobody's on the same team or on the same page. Once bit a shark and the shark left. Middleton!
Oh, no. We got a scrappy one coming off the bench. You didn't think that he could dunk think again. They call him Bumpy and so are his gums. Tyler Johnson!
Oh,
this one played in the finals, lost a tooth, it grew right back, but nobody is in unison. Braces would help just a little. Now an Olympian.
Brace yourself
for Derek White.
Jesus.
Look at that. Hey.
I can't with you.
Hey.
This poor man.
No, he's not poor anymore.
No, he ain't poor.
Well,
he
I know.
Ain't poor anymore.
I know that.
Wow.
Oh,
Date South MVP's most veneers present.
No. He ain't got no veneers. No, them guys, first of all, you can tell veneers, their teeth are straight. So before they do anything about veneers or anything like that, we need a little straightening of the palate.
Dennis Lopez says, Bam doesn't have any NBA All-Stars around him. He ain't lying. He does not.
But you don't even need – here's the problem. And I'm going to give – like, this is the one time that I will give you what you say – in defense of the Heat all the time, or Miami sports. There's some guys that have done some tremendous things down here in the last few years. And it goes unnoticed for basketball for whatever reason, right? Then they get into the playoffs and usually they make a little run, and then everybody want to act like they've been with them all the time.
Yeah.
Now, in order for somebody to win some of these awards, they have to be that way all year, and they never are, right? They almost seem like they show interest in the Heat when they have to because they're the only team on TV. And that kind of sucks. But I will also say a lot of this is the Heat's own doing because you have so many injuries and so many guys out that people lose interest in and say, oh, well, they're not ready until they
get
their guys.
I think another thing, too, that's interesting with the Heat, and I think that has – I think you're starting to hear Bam. Like, you mentioned him wanting to be at the four, right? Like, he had a comment this week saying he's excited to be on this team, the most guys he's most excited to play with, AD and Joel, so I could be at the four.
Right.
And I think that Heat culture, if you are a talented star and you're drafted into that, I think it's – hard for you to come out of your shell of like, I don't always want to have to do all of the things to get everybody up and all the unselfish things. And it's those things are admirable, but they don't necessarily get you the star treatment.
Here's what happens, okay? Your stars can't be team players. We're expecting you. We're paying you all the money to win. I don't want my $200 million guy having 12 assists. No! I want you to have 30. And so when you see Bam and you see Jimmy and you see these guys trying to, ooh, he's getting everybody involved early. No! You're getting the money so you can do it. So I do get where Bam is coming from because Bam almost has the attitude, I want to do it, but I'm doing this.
Right.
So at the four, maybe it'll be a little bit different.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.